Nice piece of work from Eric Crampton, who, of course, is with the New Zealand Initiative, talking about excessive government, of which we have one at the moment. New Zealand government shows every sign, he says, that it's in need of some restraint and no sign that it's willing to consider any. And he cites a whole laundry list of problems. The health system is short of some 4,000 nurses, but foreign nurses aren't made a priority for automatic residents, so they're leaving. While the health system is falling apart, an $11 billion project attempts to restructure the bureaucracy. The polytechnics, which have been working tolerably well, are undergoing a $200 million merger that's threatening to ruin the sector. Business cases for Let's Get Wellington Moving cost over $100 million before anyone considers building anything. Centralising the fire service has brought high cost, equipment failure and strikes. An initiative to fund counselling for school students seems on track to deliver less than 10% of what was promised. Kiwis simply got used to having a state that was really rather competent within a small range of functions, he refers to previous governments, and they bet that it could deliver a lot more without the whole thing falling apart. He says under Helen Clark's Labor government, the Bureau simply worked. Same held true under Key's National government. National set performance benchmarks for ministries and under the investment approach, tested policies before implementing them to see whether they would deliver long-term benefit. Memory lane, eh? Stuff-ups tended to be one-offs within particular agencies rather than systemic across all agencies at once. Governments prior to 2017 were far from minimal, but they recognised that state capacity and capabilities have limits. Their aspirations had at least some anchoring in reality. Doing a more limited number of things well might just be better than failing at many things simultaneously. Eric Crampton, I like his style. 11 away from 9.